Thank you. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant to us that we, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear our cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, the skin of his face was shining, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke with them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, the Israelites would see the face of Moses, that the skin of his face was shining, and Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in reading the psalm. God reigns, let the people tremble. God is enthroned upon the cherub, let the earth shake. God is great in Zion and is high above all peoples. Let them confess God's name, which is great and awesome. God is the Holy One, a mighty ruler, lover of justice, who established equity.
You have instituted justice and righteousness in Jacob. We proclaim your greatness, O God, and fall down before your footstool. You are the Holy One. Moses and Aaron among
your priests, and Samuel among those who call upon your name. They called you, and you answered them. You spoke to them out of the pillar of cloud. They kept your testimonies and the decree that you gave them. Holy God, you answered them indeed. You were a son who forgave them, yet punished them for their evil deeds. Proclaim the greatness of our God and worship him on God's holy hill. For our God is the Holy One.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
About 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. I have some handouts that I am going to ask our ushers. I did not give them a heads up about this. I guess I like to spring things on people. If our ushers have a minute to come grab some things from me, I'm gonna send around you can be an usher for up here, for everybody who's up here who might want a handout. And we're gonna want some for the choir too. So I'll give you those for around here. I'll give the choir these. They're not all the same, just FYI, but they have something in common. For anyone who wants one, these are coloring sheets. Woo-hoo! And I think coloring sheets are good for whatever age you are and whatever ails you. And you won't have time to color them today necessarily, so don't worry about that. Not all of you have crayons in your seats. Some of you do, the lucky ones. But so while we're passing those around so that everybody has a coloring sheet that they can take home or they can color with them, color while they're here in church, whatever you want to do with it, we're going to talk about why you have a coloring sheet with a word on it. Because sometimes we color, I don't know, animals and plants. And when I was little, I used to draw a family of pickles who were the Pickle Family Circus. And that was what I would draw all the time with my coloring sheets. But this coloring sheet has a word on it. Now, today is a first Sunday of the month. And on the first Sunday of the month, we always do things a little different. We have a pop-up choir. People can, when we get to the anthem, all of you sitting out there in the pews, you can come sing with the choir. You can play instruments. We have fewer readings. We keep things moving a little faster. And I don't do the same sermon at the 10 o'clock that I do at the 8 o'clock because it's a first Sunday. But it's also today a last Sunday. It's the last Sunday of the liturgical season we're in, which is the season after Epiphany. And we have more handouts, so if anybody needs an extra coloring sheet, don't worry. So it's the last Sunday of the season after Epiphany, and that means that things are starting to change in the church. During the season of Epiphany, I don't wear this color. Does anyone know what color we've been wearing recently? It hasn't been me the last couple of weeks, but does anyone know, like, this past season, what color we've been wearing? You can shout it out.
Green.
We have a long, growing green season after we get to the Feast of the Epiphany. So today I'm wearing white, but next Sunday I'll be wearing a different color, because next Sunday we're talking about Lent. We're beginning Lent next Sunday. And Lent is another special season. Lent is a season the way Christmas and Advent are seasons. Easter is a season. And Lent is a season where we do some different things. It's a little quieter in church, usually. We don't have quite as much music. Some things we say that we would normally sing at the 10 o'clock service. Instead of green or white, we wear dark colors, kind of a purple is the normal color that most of us wear during Lent. Some churches have other things that they wear. And then there's one other big change that happens during Lent, and it's something that we don't do. There's a word that we don't say, and it's not a bad word. It's a good word. It's a good word, but we don't say it during Lent. And it's the word that's on your handouts. Can everybody just shout out that word?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For 6 weeks during Lent, we do not say alleluia. And it's not, like I said, it's not because it's a bad word. It's actually a really good word. It means praise God. It's a really happy word. Now, I'm not saying you're not supposed to be happy for 6 weeks during Lent. Of course not. Happy is good. Happy comes from God. But there are certain things that we just stop, we put away during Lent. We take some things away so that we can focus more on certain aspects of God, certain ways of being with God, certain ways of being in the world. And then we get to bring them back at Easter. I don't know if you've ever done this with, like, maybe think about Christmas ornaments. If you had Christmas ornaments out all the time, they'd stop seeming special. Usually you put up your Christmas ornaments a little bit before Christmas. You keep them up for a few weeks or months, depending on your family. And then you put them away somewhere. You're not throwing them away. You're not getting rid of them. You're not saying they're bad or you don't like them anymore. You're just putting them away for a season so that they can come back and be special again. And that's what we do with the word alleluia. So for those of you who want to color your coloring sheet today or over the next few days, I have a special envelope. And my envelope says, shh, the alleluias are sleeping, because they're going to be asleep during Lent. We're not going to say them out loud. We're not going to sing them or shout them. We're going to put alleluias into this little envelope so they can rest and be taken care of, and then we're going to bring them back when it's the right time. So if you color your coloring sheet today and want to give it to me at the end of the service when I'm standing out in the doorway, you can give it to me then. You can give it to me if you come back on Ash Wednesday, which is this Wednesday, or next week. I'll try to remember to have my little shh envelope with me next week. Or you could put them away somewhere in your house. You guys might want to decide as a family someplace to let your alleluias rest, someplace where you can hide them away for a little bit so they can come back out when we get to Easter. And this reminds us to think now, maybe, about what we want our Lent to look like, because we get to make choices during Lent. There are some things that we do as a community, like not saying alleluia. There are some things you might do as a family and some things you might do as an individual. And I was thinking about this a lot. If you give up something during Lent, it's probably not because that thing is bad. If the thing were bad, you wouldn't want to just give it up for 6 weeks, right? If something is bad, you should probably try not to do it most of the time. So it's not that we're saying that things like chocolate or whatever it is that you give up during Lent, those things aren't bad. They're just something that we're putting away for a little while, and then we'll be able to bring them back. So you might want to think about some things in your family that you can put away for a while. And if you're going to put something away, there might be something else you want to focus on instead. If I decide not to eat chocolate for Lent, I'm not promising that, I'm just thinking about that, then maybe that's because I am going to use the money that I might spend on chocolate during those 6 weeks and give it to somebody who needs it. That would be something I could do extra during Lent. So it could be something that you give up, could be doing something extra. It could be a little bit of both. I don't want to talk too much more about Lent because we're not there yet, but this is just planting some seeds. Remember to, I wanted to show you, you can color, I haven't colored a lot since my pickle family days, but when you take a black and white piece of paper and then you start coloring it, it kind of changes everything, doesn't it? I see somebody coloring already there. I see a bunch of people coloring. And you're getting some beautiful pictures that are coming through. And maybe that's another way to think about this time. You focus on different things and you see different things and you experience different things and beautiful colors start to shine through. So since we're not going to be saying alleluia for the next 6 weeks, you might hear it a lot in today's service. During the prayers of the people, there are going to be alleluias in every response. I say we say those alleluias extra loud. That is my charge to you, my invitation to you. Look for those alleluias. They're in our final hymn too. So when you hear an alleluia today, really say it like you mean it. What you're saying is praise God, because God loves us and God made the whole world and loves the whole world and continues to be with us always. So that is what I hope we'll think about today. Remind me if you need to put away an alleluia. I will be happy to help you with that. And then I just wanted to end with a little reflection. It's not mine, but I thought it was, if you listened to the gospel today, I'm sure all of you did, and grown-ups and children, and I thought this reflection about what it means to experience revelation. Most of us don't get those big, bold things that come down from the mountain. But maybe we have other ways that we experience revelation. So this is a reflection from Steve Garness Holmes. I've read some of his poems before. He gives pastors and priests permission to use them in your services, but just to let people know where they come from. And his website, Unfolding Light, is fantastic. So I'm going to read this. And then we'll have a moment to take it in. It's called Cloud. While Peter was speaking, a cloud came and overshadowed them, from Luke chapter 9. Ah, how we long for clanging revelations, bright lights, yes, the special effects. But even the light fades, the voices go silent. And instead, God gives us a cloud, mystery, unknowing. We didn't always see that light glaring in Jesus, did we? But it was always there. Sometimes our only revelation is that an unseen presence walks with us in the dark, breathing, loving, and that is enough. We glimpse the good news just enough to pass it on. The darkness is friendly. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My siblings in faith, through the light of Christ, let us behold the needs of the world and offer our prayers, saying, Lord, reveal your glory through us.
For the body of Christ, its many members and ministries, for this parish and diocese, for the Episcopal Church and Sean, our presiding bishop, and for all believers wherever they may be. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, reveal your glory through us. Alleluia. For this nation and all nations, for nations and regions in conflict or facing catastrophe, for democracy and good governance. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, reveal your glory through us. Alleluia. For those who suffer from any illness, for those who are lonely, poor, or without a home, for those who are hungry or afraid, for those oppressed by racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, and every other form of exclusion, for those whose hearts have been hardened, and for those whose needs we do not know. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, reveal your glory through us. Alleluia. For our family, friends, pets, teachers, and all who bring us joy and shine their lights brightly in our lives. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, reveal your glory through us. Alleluia. We pray for all those who have been called into eternal life with you and thank you for the light they brought to the world. May light perpetual shine upon them, Lord.
And may their memories be a blessing.
Alleluia.
Gracious and loving God, you call us to be a compassionate and prayerful presence for those whose hearts ache from grief, whose souls are weary or wounded. Walk down from the mountaintop to be with us, we pray, and walk before us into the places you would have us serve as witnesses to your healing and love. In your holy name, we offer these and all our prayers. Amen. Alleluia.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Please rise as you are able. The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. You may be seated for the announcements. I think this is my show and tell day. I brought up two books because we are starting our Lenten programs soon. One of them is Living Well Through Lent, and one of them, this feels like, I don't know, it's like this very coveted thing, it's really hard to get copies, is How We Learn to Be Brave by Bishop Marianne Edgar Buddy. So there's information in your yellow sheet about all the things that we're doing during Lent. And Lent starts on Wednesday with multiple services, multiple options. We have 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here, where there will be imposition of ashes and a Eucharist. And then we are going to be out in the community for those who can't make it to church during those two service times. We, meaning we in the larger community, mostly the Belfry, will be on campus with the imposition of ashes. And then I'll be also heading over to Davis United Methodist Church at noon, and then we'll also be at the farmers market. So lots of opportunities. Hopefully you won't miss it. We're really working on a lot of collaborative efforts right now. You'll notice that for Lent on Wednesday nights, we're all invited to go over to Davis Lutheran Church and have the soup suppers and hold an evening prayer there. There are signups in the back so that if you would like to bring soup, you can help us out that way. All churches are being asked to bring soup every week. There's just a lot else that, of course, happens as we get into Lent and then beyond. We'll have more information soon about Holy Week and Easter and all of that, too, because it will be here before we know it. The other thing that I wanted to point out that's on the back of your sheet is that Paul's Place is in need of clothing. So if you want to help out with something hands-on and tangible, that is going on as well. There's so much in here, but I think I've touched on most of them. I see our ushers are in the back. They are there because if you are new here and raise your hand, you will get a goodie bag. So we really encourage, you might have noticed I mentioned chocolate a few times in my sermon. There's chocolate in the goodie bag, so you absolutely should raise your hand. We won't embarrass you in any way. I see at least one over there. And you're very welcome to those. Do we have celebrations or milestones today? Chemo. Deb has a birthday coming up. Excellent. Anybody else? I don't think Anybody sent any in? Yes, Alan.
My daughter, I'm celebrating her birthday back
in 20th. Fifth birthday.
And I know that's my own birthday as well. Friday.
Okay. You're older than five. We can figure that out. Okay, so we've got two birthdays in that family, and Deb's having a birthday. Did I miss anybody? Okay, well, on page 5 of your bulletin, there's a prayer that we say together for celebrations and milestones. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I know something else I wanted to say, talking about the ways we're collaborating with other churches right now. It's not just for Lent. We're also doing this with a lot of our programs for children and families and young people. So there are also announcements about that in here, that next Sunday, the 9th, there's a meeting for our parents of youth from a bunch of our area churches that you're invited to. So take a look at that if you have a young person in your family, in your household. And also, we've got a lot more information about Vacation Bible School, or Vacation Bible Camp. Sorry, I'm old school there. And it is really going to be super cool this year. It's very collaborative. It's very local. It's kind of grassroots. And I hope you will get involved in that. Later on, we'll be talking about what kind of volunteers we need and how you can help us out in that way as well, even if you're not sending any little ones to camp. Okay, I think I got it all that time. All right. Communion, we'll have our two stations up front. If you've been coming for a while, you know that each station is a little bit different, but you get to choose how you receive. So on this side, I break off bread, dip it into the wine, and hand it to you with your hands open. On this side, you receive the bread and the wine separately. And all of our bread is gluten-free and vegan. You can also cross your arms indicating you don't want to receive communion, but you'd like a blessing. Or you can ask for communion to be brought to you. The ushers will let us know if you can't come forward for any reason. But everyone is very welcome to receive communion here at St. Martin's. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Yeah.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us your love, even when things go wrong. Jesus knew hurt and pain. Through him, you wipe away our tears and fill us with your peace, and you give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these, we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and sing your praise. Thank you, loving Father, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us Christ's body and blood. On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this to remember me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, Send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now, with Blessed Martin and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus in the strength of the Spirit, today and forever. Amen. And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia! Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Please rise as we send out our Eucharistic visitors. Let us pray.
Bob and Joni, we send you forth bearing these holy gifts that those whom you visit will share in Christ's body and blood.
We who are many are one body,
because we all share one bread, one cup. Amen. Our prayers go with you.
Let us pray. Holy One, you feed us with bread from heaven and the gifts of Mother Earth. In this communion, you have drawn us into your embrace, and you call us to friendship with one another. You have given us the gift of reconciliation. May we who have tasted that gift from you offer ourselves in peace and humility to one another. And may you always walk among us as a friend. Amen. May Christ, the Son of God, be manifest in you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.